the motivator and the motivation behind the Hall of Honor, which, again, you can see firsthand tomorrow evening when the gates open here at Heinz Field at 6:30 before the Packers game and every day thereafter. Art Rooney joins us now. Art, let me start by saying you and your father came up with this idea. We came up with the class. There was all kinds of conversation, which is a good thing. But I'm wondering, since the class was announced, how has the idea in general, not this specific class, but the idea in general been received?
Oh, it's been great, Stan. And thanks for all your help in getting us to this evening and great class going in that you helped to select. So, but it's been well received and really Steeler fans, I think, feel like I do. It's sort of a long time coming, and we're glad to be recognizing guys that some of us think should be in the Hall of Fame and aren't quite there yet. So Andy Russell and Donnie Schell and LC and of course, Dick Hoke. So it's a great class of guys that aren't in Canton yet, and very exciting, that's for sure. And it's been a great reception.
All right, I got to say, on the heels of attending alumni and all the things that you guys have done for years, the guys are radiant. I mean, they could get together, and the smiles and the stories and the hugs and the love, that just it's just really magnificent, because just sitting there with Mel and talking and then seeing yourself and Hokie and everybody else, and you just have that moment of absolute clarity of the beauty of this organization, bringing history together and wrapping it up. And this is really almost like, I don't know, you're putting a great bow on Steelers history.
Well, you know, we're fortunate to have so many great players and coaches and people down through the years that made Steelers football what it is. So it's great to get together every year and see a group getting back together and see them. You know, they normally haven't seen each other for a long time.
Exactly.
And so they love getting back here and visiting with their teammates and reliving old times. So it's always a special weekend, and this one's extra special, I think.
Art, the Steelers are unusual in today's era of professional sports, really, not just the NFL, in that it is and always has been a family-owned operation. Since your grandfather founded the franchise over 80 years ago, you worked your way up. I remember when you were a ball boy out at La Trobe, as was your father, Dan. And I'm wondering, was that always the idea? It was a family-owned operation, but that you wanted the franchise to have a family connotation as well?
Yeah, I think that goes back to my grandfather. I mean, he always treated the organization really like part of his family, and that, you know, carried down to my dad, and we certainly try to continue to do that. Things have changed, obviously. I remember when our equipment in the off season was stored in my grandfather's basement. And I would go down there and play with the dummies and stuff in the off season. So we've come a long way from those days. But the feel, I think, is still there, that we want to be, you know, have a family feel. And when you see guys and their families come back for a weekend like this, you feel like maybe we still have that.
As you see each guy come in and you have that moment of shaking hands and touching those lives again, what kind of stands out about the guys that you remember? I mean, you go way back with some of these gentlemen, from Andy Russell and Hokie and so forth, but there's great memories that have to spring to life all the time.
Well, there are, and you know, for me, it's special because you know, I was a little guy when some of these guys came into my life, and so I, you know, had great memories of, you know, the early days, and certainly when you start talking about Andy and Dick Hoke in particular, you know, they were guys that were there before things sort of turned around in the 70s. So they kind of have an idea what it was like in the days before the Super Bowl trophy started to come. And it's, you know, it's hard to describe to people what it was like then, and then to experience that sort of turnaround in the 70s and how special it was. So guys like that understand what that's all about, and it's always fun to start telling stories.
Art, do you encourage your former players to stay connected with the team, whether they live in Pittsburgh, to come to the games, to attend events, so that they maintain that contact and perpetuate that family-type connection with the modern-day player?
Yeah, you know, Stan, not only do we encourage it, our players love to do that. I mean, really, getting our guys together is always fun. And really, it's never a chore to get guys to, want to be part of an event. I mean, we have all kinds of alumni golf outings and different dinners that the guys participate in over the years. So, yeah, we've been fortunate because, a lot of our guys have stayed connected to the community. Even guys that don't live here permanently. Jerome Bettis, for example, doesn't live here, but Jerome's always back in town. So it's great to see how guys want to be part and continue to be part of the organization.
You know, with that in mind, a lot of the guys who are in town and just here for the festivities this weekend attended the Steelers walkthrough, and somebody sent out either on Twitter or Snapchat or one of those things, James Harrison standing with Joe Green, and James Harrison called him Mr. Green. And I just thought that was so meaningful. I mean, here's a guy who could end up in Canton, most likely will, certainly will be in the Hall of Honor, but he's talking to what many of us think is the greatest Steeler and called him Mr. I thought that was really meaningful.
You know, I happened to be nearby when that encounter happened, and it was interesting to hear James refer to somebody as Mr. Green, and the sort of reverence that he had in his voice was.
Does he call you Mr.?
Sometimes.
Just on payday.
I don't know. I remember 37 years ago and saying, "Hi, Mr. Green," in a very high-pitched voice right. When I'd actually got to that moment. And I wasn't quite sure, what do I do now? I'm lined up here. This is not going to end well.
Well, Joe has mellowed, you have to
yes.
admit. Joe has
yes,
mellowed down
has.
Through the years. I think we all had our moments when we felt that way about going, seeing Joe coming toward you. And
yes.
But it's great to see him here and some of his family's here, and it'll be a fun night.
Well, Art, there were a lot of people involved in this, but it never would have happened had you not spearheaded the effort and got the inertia for this event and this particular thing that Steeler fans can enjoy beginning tomorrow evening in person to see it at the game and every day thereafter. So thank you. I think from everybody in Steeler Nation, we're on Steelers Nation Radio, everybody owes you a big debt of gratitude for this, which is going to be yet another hallmark in the halcyon days of the Steelers.
Well, thanks, Dan, and again, thanks for your help. A lot of people helped make this all happen, and it will be great to see our fans be able to enjoy it for years to come.
Absolutely. And tomorrow night, halftime, if you're at the game, you're watching on TV, you'll get to see the Hall of Honor induction ceremony tomorrow night. Art, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
Okay.